Alright, we are here outside of the Pike Bar and Grill. Do you know this bar is owned by Chris Reese, former drummer of Social Distortion? We are in Midtown Long Beach, California, and I've got Vaughn Gittin Jr. standing right next to me, a Formula Drift car racer. How are you doing? Tell us what's going on.
What's going on? I'm Vaughn Gittin Jr. I'm out here. Just got done doing Formula Drift season opener in the streets of Long Beach. I'm out here for the next week and a half. Next weekend is, of course, the infamous Long Beach Grand Prix. We're out here doing some demos for that event as well. Drifting is a fairly new sport to America, and it's a sport that started in Japan about 15 years ago. It's a subjective judge sport, very similar to like skateboarding or freestyle motocross. We have a panel of judges that watch us and judge us on our performance. Basically, the way it works is, you know, there are about 100 drivers that show up to a normal competition. There's 16 drivers that are already seated, and the other 84 drivers try to compete for the other 16 spots. On the final competition day, you have 32 drivers that are trying to qualify for the top 16, which is a tandem battle in which two drivers go out at one time and battle each other. Each driver gets a chance to lead and follow. Basically, during the single elimination rounds, it's judged on four criteria: speed, line, angle, and overall excitement and impact on the crowd. And, you know, this sport is the most exciting motorsport that has ever hit the American shores. And it has all of the exciting aspects of racing while you can really show your personality and your own style through your driving. You know, we have cars entering turns at 120 miles an hour, completely sideways, tires completely smoking, you know, guys are smashing into walls, and it's just really, really, you know, you can smell the rubber, you can smell the gas, and hear the screaming of the tires and the motors, and really gets the crowd pumped. And this week...
How did you get into racing? How old were you when you decided this is what you wanted to do?
When I was 4 years old, I had a go-kart. My father and I used to go to industrial parks just playing around, and I can remember pulling the paddle brake and just being obsessed with, like, the feeling of sliding around. So it was just kind of a natural progression. When I was 18, I got my first rear-wheel drive car, and I used to go back to the same industrial parks that I used to ride my go-kart in and do donuts and slide around and just have fun, which really taught me the car control that I know now, which is enabled me to become a professional supported driver.
All right, and I came across an article on you online. I think it was speedtv.com or something. Tell us about that article, the content.
That event that SpeedTV wrote about me was basically I am the first American to ever beat the Japanese at their own game, if you will. You know, the Japanese started this, and the Japanese drivers are absolutely amazing, and they've come to the American shores the last 3-4 years to battle us in a USA versus Japan event, and the prior years they have basically just came over and dominated us. And this year, in December, I was the first American that came victorious out of that event, and it was just an absolutely amazing thing for America and drifting in America in general.
All right, congratulations on that. Your website, I'd like you to give out your website, and then you're going to call in live to the Prime Spot Radio Show Friday night at Cal State Long Beach. You'll be live online. Tell us what you're going to cover, I guess, what happens during that day, huh, earlier. So give us your website, and tell people to invite them back to listen to us Friday night.
My website is www.driftalliance.com. Drift Alliance is, we're known as the rockers of the drift industry, basically. We're the wild boys, and we have a lot of impact and a lot of style and a lot of excitement when we drive. I'm going to call in at 9 on Friday and just chat with you guys about, you know, what's going on this weekend, what you guys can see if you come out to Long Beach Grand Prix. We're going to be putting on some shows during the downtime of the kart drivers, and it'll be very exciting. So I encourage everybody to come out, you know, tune in at 9 o'clock on Friday, and come out and see some fun and check out a new motorsport that's going to take over America.
All right, thank you so much. You heard it live right here at the Pike Bar and Grill from Vaughn Gittin Jr. So stay tuned and tune into log on, tune in, turn up every Friday night at kbeach.org, the Prime Spot Radio Show. Over and out.